When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
Mrs. Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get yourself your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and all that good stuff along with us. We do have a lot of different things to talk about.
Too much, as always.
It's a big variety. We're going from HYBE stuff to BBMAs, and we have some JYP stuff of the man himself, but also ITZY. But we have some drama, not related to aespa, but like actual drama.
Yeah.
Between RISE, TXT, and possibly Le Sserafim. And we have some Enhypen talk. Tableau from Epic High, of course, is always there. Blackpink has a lot of stuff going on. And I think, of course, that we would probably end on BTS and Stray Kids.
Yep.
I think that's about right. And if you're tuning in, we are the Permission to Stand podcast. We're pretty much available on every platform. And we are having our Christmas giveaway
again. Can you believe it's already been a year?
So this is how it works. So with the Christmas giveaway this year, we would like, for all of you that want to participate, we will be giving away. Let's start off with the incentives first.
Yes, the prizes.
So we will be giving away a digipack along with a POB or lucky draw photo card. But the digipack specifically will be up to you. It's up to you. Tell us your ultimate group, and then the POB will be your bias. So tell us your ultimate group. Tell us your bias from your alt group currently. And in addition to that, you have to hit us up on Instagram.
Yes.
This is how it usually works. Haley will do her little plug in a second, which you usually hear. But when you also send us a DM on
Instagram and TikTok. Oh, no, wait.
It's just Instagram. I gotcha. So it's just on Instagram. When you send us a DM on Permission to Stand podcast, we would also like for you to submit not only just your alt group and your bias for that. Yeah, I know you might have multiple biases. We understand. Just tell us who your biases are.
Yeah.
Haley will draw randomly by selecting it through her eyes. I don't know. That was really... I didn't know.
Wait,
I was
what? Just,
well,
no,
Haley will decide herself who to get if you have multiple
bias.
If you have a multiple bias situation going on.
It probably depends on the photo card.
If you're an OT stan, then guess what? Your photo card will just be random.
Yeah.
of whoever, of any of the members. But the important thing this year is we are requiring a screenshot of you following us on TikTok just as proof. On Instagram, which you probably are if you're messaging us through there. But the important one is TikTok, and also, which is also at Permission to Stand Podcast. And lastly, there was one other thing I was thinking of in my head. But can you tell us and show us a screenshot or take a picture of what platform you listen to us and like show that you're following or subscribed or like, you know, that notification bell has been hit? And that's pretty much it. Then you'll be entered to I think in 2 weeks we will draw. You'll be entered into our Christmas giveaway.
Yes. Okay, let's just do a rundown because I felt like that was like all over the place.
It sucks because like I think we kind of just thought about this very last minute.
Yes.
And literally last minute is a minute before we press record.
Right. So in order to enter our giveaway, make sure that you send us a screenshot of you following us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. Send us a screenshot also of where you are listening to us, whether it's like Spotify, Apple
Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever.
And then also tell us who your ultimate bias group is and your alt bias from that group. And you will win a digipack of that group and also a POB or lucky draw photo card of
yes.
your bias.
You did it, Haley.
Yes.
You did it.
Because
we made it.
I felt like yours was like so like scattered.
It was.
Yeah,
you did
you
it.
Go.
Thank you. Thank you. This is why Haley is here to
yes.
help do all that
organize.
Stuff. Organize my thoughts and organize our house.
Oh, yes.
Thank you all for joining us. Let us get started after that spiel. Of course, yes, send it always through Instagram for all that. And let's see. We do. I mean, it's the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
The season. Tis the season of season's greetings.
Yes,
a
lot of dropping.
A lot of them are dropping. I just recently saw Le Seraphim's, and man, like it's hard on the wallet. If you're going to be getting a lot of different seasons greetings, you know how that goes.
Right.
I don't even think I'm going to grab any this year.
I mean, you can just buy it later, like midway through the year, and it's 50% off.
Or you wait. Yeah, you wait midway or just wait till the end of the next year.
I told myself that I didn't want to get the Stray Kids one, but it comes with a POB.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. It really has a POB.
Of 8 Polaroid photos.
For reals?
Yeah.
Is this
it's
from
not
the...
real Polaroids,
no,
but,
of course,
you know.
But still, like,
But, yeah. That's the pre-order.
The fact that your season's greeting comes with a POB.
Yeah.
It's not even... It doesn't happen too often.
It did. Last year, they did have a POB, but it was a random member.
So you get, like, a full set this
But this time, it's a full set. So I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't going to get it.
Does the Stray Kids do it through, the JYP site?
JYP or? Shop, but then also, like, Sub-K does it, Music Plaza, Choice.
Oh,
they
actually have
the
it. The same type
as well.
Of one. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot. Well, there you go. Because I'm trying to think. I don't think the New Jeans one nor the Le Seraphim one I got last year, including the Twice one, had POBs
really?
Included. Surprisingly, even like Twice in their JYP. But yeah, tis the season of season's greetings. So good luck if you're purchasing a ton of those. Because I guess Haley will be joining you again this year in purchasing that. Let's see. We got some news updates. Let's go over those. So HYBE and Geffen have finally revealed the final group, the final members for their Dream Academy series.
Yeah, we had mentioned this a while back and never kept up with
we
it.
We didn't watch it.
No,
yeah, we didn't really
like,
watch it. I just seen like clips.
Yeah.
I didn't like even when see Le Seraphim like met some of them and then they're like, you know, starstruck and like, "Oh my god, you know my name, Yunjin." Yunjin like knew almost like all the actually not even almost. I think she knew all of them, you know.
Right.
So the group is called Cat's Eye.
Why?
With a K. I don't know, but I kind of like it. There's an inside joke with one of our friends in our group chat about
right.
cat eyes, and Cat's Eye is perfect.
So
I think this is meant for him.
This has to be his bias group. Then.
Has to be by default
right.
because he likes girls with cat-looking eyes. Cat, hence Cat Eyes, is his thing. So Cat's Eye is the name of the group, and the first member that was officially announced was Sophia. She's Filipino.
Straight up.
Yeah, represent our people.
Yeah.
Basically. That was pretty cool, though. So, I mean, she joins, like, I forgot her name from Lapilas.
Shanti,
yeah. So, Shanti from Lapilas, like, another Filipino K-pop group idol.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's a six-person group.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sophia from the Philippines. There's three Americans. Lara, Megan, Daniela. Those are very American names.
Yeah.
There's one Korean member, Yunche. Wait, isn't that crazy? One Korean
Yunche.
Member.
Yunche. They have to have one.
it's spelled different from our
Yunche.
R Yoonche, right?
Yeah.
So this is Yoonche with a Y-O-O-N. So it's like Yoon from Stacy, then Che. Another Che, right? I feel like almost every group has a Che.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be like a Che Won, a Che Young, a Cher Young, or like a in this case, a Yoonche. And last but not least, there is a Switzerland member, Manon. So that's pretty cool. That's definitely a different type of demographic.
This is kind of like Hybe's Vicha.
Vicha for JYP. That's correct. Yeah. It seems like it. It's always Hybe and JYP going at it.
Yeah, neck and neck.
And it seems like, you know, YG is like dead on arrival because like it's just nothing is going on. SM is doing their own thing kind of thing too.
Isn't Baby Monster supposed to debut November 27th?
Exactly. Well,
I mean, that's supposed the only to. Thing. But then they lost the member.
But I mean, they were supposed to be be out like even before these like shows even happened. So yeah, I guess they're just they were ahead, but now they are all even. So also the BBMAs did happen and occurred, and we were kind of correct. We assumed that New Jeans and Stray Kids, who were going to perform, it didn't seem like they were gonna fly in. The scheduling didn't work out, like they would be able to travel. And we were correct. They did like video.
They
like,
pre-recorded it. Right. Yeah. So Stray Kids, I feel like they actually pre-recorded theirs like 2 weeks or something. They did it like a long time ago
for
their performance.
But the performances were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, New Jeans was crazy. I love the outfits.
Oh, yes.
They always look so awesome for OMG. Like, doesn't matter where or when.
Yeah, their styling.
Oh man, the stylists for OMG, like chef's kiss, like for reals. It's so nice. It's so cool. Like the outfits and stuff are really awesome. We also found out where like some of the outfits are from. Did you ever get that email back?
They said they've never had that problem with anyone, so you have to try a different address.
That is so weird. Okay, so then moving on then. Oh, New Jeans also they did win, and Stray Kids too.
Yeah.
New Jeans had won the Top Global K-Pop Artist Award.
Mm-hmm.
Stray Kids?
Stray Kids, they won... Where is it? Oh, Top K-Pop Album Award for 5-Star. So this was like actually... And it's also New Jeans too. This was both their debut, right?
For
BBMA?
I think so.
Right, yeah. So they were really excited about it. And they were the only two K-pop that performed.
So that was pretty interesting enough already. And that's pretty much it for the BBMAs. Let's see. We do have some, I guess, like, it's not the best news, obviously. But we have some updates for ITZY's Lia. And following that, we have some drama with RIZE. First off, so Lia JYP did announce that she has been experiencing symptoms of tension and anxiety during all their schedules that were going on because they were super busy. I mean, that's the life of a JYP artist, to be honest. And she was actually had to be taken to a specialized medical institution, apparently.
That quote sucks, unquote. Poor thing.
And she's like diagnosed with anxiety disorder. And so she's receiving treatment right now. So that sucks because it's like we just saw them. Like I felt like we just saw ITZY. At KCON, it was only a couple months ago.
True.
So it's like
August.
But I mean, I think we mentioned it too. Like during promotions and stuff, you could tell she's not really
like
getting
sitting out a lot.
Involved in like a lot of the stuff going on. Like when they had to do dance challenge, dance challenges. But even like the interviews themselves, she seemed a bit off. So poor thing. Hopefully, she gets and feels better. You know, soon after some treatment, or you know, maybe just taking some time off. From all the craziness of being a JYP artist. Because, like we all know. Look how many...
From Twice.
Look at Twice and look at Stray Kids. Just like nonstop promotions, nonstop albums, music. Like, it's super hectic.
It's hard to keep up. Their sleep schedule is probably super horrible.
If only Leo was under YG. she'd have a lot of breaks.
But then they would not be promoting at all.
Yeah, that's the other flip side. But I mean, look at Blackpink, right?
Yeah, after 5 years.
Then that's a long enough break, right. I guess. We do have Blackpink later on. This is not, we're not going to connect it to Blackpink as of yet, because we do have to talk about RISE. Because as new as they are, and they're SM's group, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. RISE has one member that is taking an indefinite hiatus from group activities due to quote unquote private controversies. Who is this, Haley?
So it's Sunghan.
And whenever you hear the word or see the word private controversies, it's never a good thing.
No, it's not. Like, it sucks.
I get worried. It's like either like drug related, sex, or like horniness related,
or abuse.
Something just like really really bad. So what's going on?
I'm like still kind of confused and trying to piece what the hell is going on with this case, because the decision was made in response to a private video that was circulated online showing Sunghan smoking cigarettes.
Okay. So there you go. One flag.
And having video conversations with other K-pop idols. So this is very, very vague. And then also because smoking cigarettes, like who fucking cares for
Hello,
one thing?
RM just freaking posted it, even though he took it off right after.
And then like the videos. So it was said that the videos that were leaked of him smoking were actually during his personal time, during his trainee days, and before he debuted. So he wasn't even an idol yet, and people are digging this shit up on him and like circulating it and being like, oh, like he's not a like a good
it's
role
like,
model.
It's like
or
a Garam situation. Yeah, like people are like digging up all this shit. It's really not looking good.
It worries me when it's like that, especially with what happened to Le Sserafim. Like, she got kicked out for something that she did in, like, what?
Like,
middle
it wasn't
school?
Yeah,
high school? I don't know what it was.
That's freaking ridiculous. And the thing is, it's like, you know what that reminds me of? Like, we don't have notes of this, but it just made me think of this crazy clip. I don't know if you've seen this. Mm. It showed up on my feed. There's, like, some, like, older, like, I don't know if she's, like, maybe, like, I don't think she's middle-aged. She may be, like, either late teens or like early 20s, this lady running to these group of little kids that are like one kid is going to the car, and all these other little kids are trying to protect that kid. And I found out the context. I think that one kid that lady was like stalking or trying to get like on video with and stuff. It was weird because she looked like a straight up pedo trying to like record a little kid. Right.
Okay.
But apparently he's like a trainee for an up and coming group.
But how old is the kid?
He looked like he was like in middle school, because like all these kids were like also protecting and trying to help him. And it's just a bunch of kids. If I see it again, I'll show it to you. It blew my mind. But it's like this kind of shit, like all the way farther back from like, you know, when all this stuff is going on, when they're just training.
That's
it makes
so
me,
weird.
This makes me seem now like thinking about it, like piecing the piece, puzzle. Blah, blah, blah.
Piecing the puzzle together.
Yes. This is how people have videos or like all these different things of them as trainees, right?
Right.
I mean, there's literally a freaking look like a middle-aged adult trying to like take advantage of this like little kid, or
that's
just like
weird.
It's really weird. It's so creepy and it's super weird. So it's that type of like thing that you have to worry about and deal with. Like it sucks.
It's like, what, they were gonna dig up your past and then
it's like
use it against you later. I mean,
yeah,
it happened
exactly.
to Hyunjin too, but thank God. I mean, he went on a hiatus, too, for a little bit.
Ruined Kingdom a little bit. Like, he could have been on Kingdom, which was an awesome awesome show when they were there.
Thank goodness, like, he was brought back. Because can you imagine Stray Kids without Hyunjin?
Nope.
Like, I don't know about that. Like, because he was what brought me into Stray Kids. So, I don't know.
Thank goodness.
Like, so I hope this boy, Sunghan, does not get kicked out of RISE, because he's one of the good-looking members, too. Actually, one of my friends was really liking him, and then all of a sudden this happens.
That sucks.
Yeah, so, like, because they were saying, like, they had video conversations with other K-pop idols. So, like, these said conversations were of Sunghan and TXT's Subin. So they are friends?
Well, apparently they are, like, pretty damn good friends.
Yeah, so...
for the stuff they talked about and, like, what they were doing on this video call. Which is, like, how do people get a hold of these?
I don't know, they hacked it.
100%. So, like, it's like...
Seung-han and Soobin were having a conversation through Instagram Live, supposedly, but on their burner accounts. How people fucking hacked this, I don't know. Like, I have no
Asia's
idea.
Asia's scary. I'm just gonna... Yeah. I mean, if people could casually hack them, it's like, yeah,
that's
your privacy is
nuts.
Non-existent.
So basically in this conversation, and then at first when this article was put out and the translations were so off, and I feel like it got Seung-han even more in trouble because they were originally saying that Seung-han was bashing on Eun-che of Le Sserafim, which is not correct at all.
That is how this news blew up.
Yeah.
You're right. Because it's like, everything was like, I saw like Eun-che,
yeah,
talk negatively from another K-pop idol and Rise. It said Rise.
Rise and then Soobin. I'm like, then, wait, this is not right. So I had to like look through so many different articles.
And it's like Soobin is part of HYBE with Eun-che.
Yeah.
Like the Seraphim and TXT are both under HYBE. So
exactly.
It's like not good. So people obviously tried to dig up and find out what the hell was going on. And you kind of did, right?
Yeah. So like the actual translation for it was like Seung-han wasn't making fun of Eun-che at all. He was making fun of Soobin. So like this is the conversation. Seung-han said, "It's a fact. You can't dance, sing, or rap. You're just all excited just because you emceed for Music Bank. You even got to meet our Eun-che." So he's talking to Soobin. And then Soobin said to him, he's like, "I have something to show you." And then he flipped his camera and did like the middle finger, but with his foot.
That was pretty funny. I was like, what?
But then this is crazy because someone had recorded all of that. Like they hacked into their account and got that whole conversation and that whole like screen.
That's so scary.
Yeah. So
you need to, they need to be careful. They need to have like VPNs on their phones and all this crazy shit. Cause that, the fact that that happened, that, I'm sure a lot of the agencies, they're all worried.
Right. It's like, think
about it as management and the company. You're like, oh shit, should we even give them phones? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of at that kind of that how bad it is kind of thing.
Yeah. So basically from all of it, what I got is that Soobin and Seung-han are friends and they were, and he was teasing Soobin, not Eun-che. And then
both of them might both like, or have a crush on Eun-che.
Because they
said,
can't do that.
Quote unquote,
they can't do that.
Quote unquote said our Eun-che.
Which
I was
is
like,
even
wait,
bad
what?
Too, because she's like not legal either. And that's like frowned upon.
I don't
upon.
Even know how it is in Asia.
It's not good in Korea. So, in Japan, maybe, but not Korea.
And the thing is, it's like, he could have said our if he was part of like HYBE.
Right.
But he's SM. Like, I remember, I was like,
yeah,
wait a second.
So they
Rise
probably had like
SM.
Other conversations about her. I'm like assuming.
Easily.
Right.
You can definitely assume that on like some
like friend to friend kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, it's like guys talking about their crush and probably vice versa, right? Like,
but they
girls,
can't be crushing
you can't,
on her because
but you,
she's not legal.
But you can't at least, you can't say it on video chat and
sure.
Like say all that stuff because like, yeah, look what happened, to be
but
honest.
But none of that was caught on video chat. So like, so Seung-han put out an official apology on Weverse. And then from November 22nd onward, Rise will be a 6-member group.
Damn.
Indefinitely.
Quote-unquote indefinite.
I don't
hiatus
know.
Hiatus is
yeah.
never a good...
We don't know how long it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be permanent.
That's never a good pairing of words.
Yeah.
It never ends up well.
So,
we'll last see. Indefinite hiatus I remember is Garam.
Yeah, and she was kicked.
So... and then what about, did they say anything about Soobin? Like, did he get any, like...
No, he didn't get any backlash.
Interesting.
It was all put on Seung-han.
It's funny, because, like, he's showing a middle finger with his feet.
No,
which is
I
funny,
didn't
though, because, like...
anything for him, like...
That's impressive. To be able to do that. I cannot do it without touching my own feet to make a middle
finger. I don't know. He probably, like, pushed it down by himself. But, yeah,
no,
so
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's it. I mean, like, it sucks. Because I was, like, getting into Rise, and then all of a sudden I'm like, man, one of the members might not be there anymore.
Oh, man. So, it's Breeze, right?
Breeze,
are probably disappointed.
Yeah, of course. I've seen, like, all these posts and stuff. Like, on their Rise official Instagram, like, on their latest post, and people were like, no, like, you have to have 7 members, protect your artists, like, what are you doing, SM?
That's usually
like
what
that.
Happens,
yeah.
And then the thing is, I'm sure some Moa's probably take it the wrong way because he's making fun of Subin, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
100%. Mm. If people are taking it the wrong way for Yunche and they're reaching because there's like nothing, there's no shade or anything that was being thrown at Yunche or the Seraphim. So if they're making that kind of drama, then yeah, that could be the same thing said for Moa's.
Yeah.
So
it sucks.
That's not a good situation.
We will keep you posted when we find out information about that.
We'll keep you posted when we find out it's a they're officially a six person group.
I don't want them to be six. Oh, that sucks. Okay, moving on.
The seven members, like that, the holy numbers in K-pop right now.
Right. moving on. So. Did you see this, that JYP was on Bam Bam's show?
I have another note here.
Okay.
Can I, but while we're talking about LeSseraphim, really mm-hmm. quick, but I did see JYP. Mm-hmm. We will definitely bash on his ass for sure. No. But LeSseraphim also, literally, right before we recorded this podcast, like 30 minutes before, they dropped a holiday remix for their song,
mm-hmm.
Perfect Night, the one that they performed and collabed and did with like Overwatch,
yeah.
And I just have to say, and I posted it like everywhere before we recorded.
Uh-huh.
I really like the song because like the chorus of the song and the pre-chorus, any of you other fellow weebs out mm-hmm. there would think the same thing. And especially if you listen to like, not listen or watch 90s anime, like
yeah.
the older, like early 2000 mm-hmm. and 90s anime, we're talking about Evangelion. We're talking about like even like the old Gundams, like mm-hmm. Gundam Wing, G Gundam, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Mm-hmm.
It really reminded me of Yu Yu Hakusho. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like old 90s anime music.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the chorus sounded like. And the pre-chorus, it was freaking cool. Then, of course, like during the verses, you'll hear like the Christmas bells.
Right.
Like the usual holiday stuff to make it sound.
You just add it.
Quote unquote holiday-ish.
Like the Christmas version always, of Dynamite.
It's always the bells. Like ding, ding, yeah. ding. Like, it's like, I don't know. It makes
just
me think
add
of.
Add jingle bells to it. To a song and it's Christmas. Basically.
Exactly. So that's pretty much, I mean, that's all I want to say. Because I really like Perfect Night because of the artwork initially. Because you know how they had like the really cool
their anime chibi.
Artwork. But they have anime chibi artwork on Spotify, like on the pictures for them mm-hmm. too. For the Christmas one. And they look so cute. Like I wish they had like a t-shirt or some kind
they
of
had,
like shit
the
for
Overwatch
this.
Overwatch still on their outfits too. For the Christmas one.
For the Christmas mm-hmm. one? Oh man. It's really cool. I really like it. Anyways, time to bash on JYP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so we all know that Bam Bam has his own show, and JYP was on it recently.
Oh boy, do we know Bam Bam has his own show. We definitely know that.
And they were talking about JYP's slick back challenge, which we had mentioned previously because he...
You mean which we had previously bashed on as well.
I feel so mean because he tried so hard to do that.
It's just whoever was recording him.
Yes.
Lied to his face.
All those people that were like seated with him. I don't even know who they were. If they were just probably, like,
I don't know if they lied to him.
Dancers or something.
They lied to him because they're scared to say that he was doing it horribly, or they lied to him because they wanted to troll and make him look more like a fool because he uploaded it.
Yeah, because basically said that JYP said that when he did it, like the people that were in the room recording him or whatever, they were saying like, "Oh my god, like you're doing so great." And then he's like,
"Fucking lies."
He's like, "Us, if he's doing it correctly," and they said, "Yes." Lies. So JYP was like, "Really?" Like he was still kind of like questioning himself too. So he uploaded it, and then Jonghyun,
first comment was Jonghyun from Twice,
and she posted, "PD Nim, you need more to practice more." And then JYP was like, "Oh my god, should I delete it?" And then Bam Bam was like, no, you can't delete it because it already has like over 10 million views.
He's viral.
He is viral because of that person that freaking posted it and compared it to like that grandma like skipping through the water with like, her groceries.
Literally, he's especially JYP. He likes being in the limelight, but not for the wrong reasons.
Right.
I feel like he was getting really like sad. Like you could tell.
Yeah, I feel he was disappointed.
He was
in
so
himself.
Embarrassed. Like he looked so embarrassed.
He's so funny though.
It's funny that he's actually on Bam Bam's show too.
Right.
To be honest, Bam Bam, you running out of people to interview or what?
And then speaking of JYP too, like he just dropped his new.
Yes, his comeback.
Changed Man.
I didn't listen to it. How was it?
I haven't either. But I only saw him do the challenge with Jiho. Did you watch
Yeah,
it?
I saw that shit.
I was like, why are they doing skinship?
Jiho?
Why are they doing skinship? Why is she touching him? Why is she touching him?
Jiho, that was, Jiho, like.
Oh, Jiho.
I felt so bad for her. Like, she's like, shit, I'm the leader. I gotta be a good example with our producer, PDJYP.
Right, yeah, so like. They're all doing like dancing and touching each other, like because they're like dancing.
It's hard to watch
together, basically. And I was like, I'm waiting for Seungmin to do it with JYP. Because
oh God, don't scar this man anymore.
I don't want to manifest.
You're
it
gonna
for
open
him.
Up wounds oh, that have no. not even healed.
He'll probably dip him and everything, you know.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Seungmin is probably not coming out of his room and hiding.
He's probably Seungmin is not in the building.
In the dorms, he's just like hiding wherever he can if he doesn't want to make eye contact with JYP.
I'm scared for him. I don't know. I feel like JYP is going to get someone to do that challenge.
I'm worried. 100% someone from Stray Kids.
Yeah.
It might be Bang Chan because he's the leader and he has to take it too.
Not Bang
but
Chan.
But he could probably... He could say, oh, I'm busy producing.
No, I don't think he's going to get Bang Chan. Bang Chan barely does... TikTok.
Well, that's
like
why.
Dance challenges.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Seungmin.
Oh, shit.
Not Changmin.
What if he's
going to
get Hyunjin and Changmin?
Changmin would die too. He doesn't like JYP.
Changmin only does girl groups anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's already automatically.
I think Seungmin is the victim.
I don't know. Hyunjin does guy groups too.
He does.
Yeah, I think. Unfortunately, I think it might be Hyunjin. I don't know. I have this freaking.
Oh,
I have this
no.
feeling from the back of my head. It might be him.
We'll see.
And it's mostly because Seungmin is probably in hiding. If Seungmin does, it's Hyunjin. And if not Hyunjin, it's going to be somehow Seungmin. And Seungmin is just going to be forever scarred. And...
Oh, I felt bad for him. Poor Seungmin. Oh. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I'm
looking forward to that.
Oh, no. He's definitely not. I know JYP is definitely looking
for
it.
Yes, he is. He's going to hunt them down.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible. It's even worse.
Where's like, Seungmin?
He's going to ask every member, oh, have you seen Seungmin? And they're all just going to say, Seungmin,
he's
dead.
He left the building.
He's dead.
He left the building.
Let's see. You have some Enhypen stuff.
I do, because I have some funny news with them, with Tableau. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So Enhypen released their new album, Orange Blood. Sweet Venom was released as well. There's very, like, Michael Jackson vibes with
oh,
this
it
music
does,
video too.
It feels like HYBE is in their Michael Jackson
era.
Like
are.
Look at
Jungkook.
Right.
And then this one has like they're wearing like those white socks and those, you know, the typical Billie Jean kind of
oh,
look, Michael
I haven't
Jackson
seen
look.
It. Okay.
We watched it with Erwin.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, yeah, we did watch it. Never mind. I was thinking it was TXT for a second. No,
no
but it
was
Enhypen.
And then they're doing like that neck isolation movement.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you haven't,
doing it in front of me doesn't do anything for the people listening to this.
I will post.
You're like the neck movement thing, and you started doing it right in front of my face. I'm like.
Anyway, I'll post their video so you guys can know what I'm talking about if you haven't seen it. It's very, very hard to do. But then, guess what? Tableau did his first dance challenge.
Oh, so exciting.
Tableau and Two Cuts. I think Two Cuts was waiting for this moment, though, because he killed it.
He can dance.
He killed it.
Two Cuts is the dancer in Epic High.
Tableau, on another hand, I don't know what he was doing.
Tableau's just himself. Tableau's just being Tableau, to be honest.
Tableau's so funny, though. So, like, Tableau and Two Cuts did their first dance challenge with Sonu and Sunghoon.
Oh, that's from like N-Hyphen. That's kind of random. I didn't think that it would be like Sunwoo.
Yeah, Sonu and Sunghoon.
Interesting.
And then it was funny because Tableau retweeted their dance challenge with N-Hyphen. And he said, this was his comment, Tableau. I love how my body is saying, hey, I'm terrible at dancing, but my face is saying, I am the greatest to ever do it. Oh my god, I have to... Did I post the video? I probably did already, but I'll repost it again after this episode drops, because he is hilarious. He cannot do the head isolation
at
all. No. He seems so confident doing it.
He looks like his face should think... Oh, in his head, he thought he nailed it.
Yeah, he's probably like, I got this. Two Cots can do it, though.
Dude, Two Cuts is good. Like he like break dances and like
he dances
John Somi's dance.
That's true.
So it's like he's good.
So like because N-Hyphen is doing this dance challenge, guess who else did it with them?
Oh, who I wonder? Is it someone that is going to be dancing soon in the future with JYP?
I hope not. For his sake. Hyunjin and Nikki did the dance challenge together. So Nikki did La La La. Oh.
Of course.
Well, they call it rock. So I'm just gonna, every time I say rock, that's the la 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 la. So that's what I mean. So he did that with Hyunjin, and then Hyunjin did Sweet Venom. Of course, he fucking killed it.
Well, because both of them, actually, Nikki killed La La Rock. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they are the dance machines.
They are the dancers of each group.
They're literally dance machines. Like, they're so fucking good.
You know what's interesting, too? And we've always said this, that Nikki is, like, the sibling or the younger brother of Hyunjin and Yeji. Because they all look like siblings.
They all look like they're related, 100%. Alike. And freaking Hyunjin and Yeji have the same fucking last name, too.
Yeah, so I'm like...
It's very sus.
People always joke about it. They're like siblings. And then it's cool that you got to see Nikki with Hyunjin this time.
All he needs
Nikki's
is Yeji.
Nikki's fucking tall. He's like
Dude, he had that
foot.
Crazy growth spurt since Into the Island days.
And he's young. He's still... He's only 17.
He's not
now.
Even, yeah, I
he's
was going to say.
He's 17 now. When we watched him, he was 14?
15?
14? 15?
14 or
no,
15?
No, he's 14. Because, yeah, he's 17 now. Holy They've been around for 3 years now.
I thought he was at least 18. He's not even 18
no,
yet.
He oh turns 18 this God. Month.
Oh, thank God.
No, December. Oh, next month, I think.
Thank
yeah, soon,
God.
Very soon.
Counting
he'll,
down.
He'll be legal soon.
I bet you there's engines counting down, huh?
You know who is?
Who?
That just recently got into them early?
Oh,
and
shit.
And she likes Nikki, and I told her, I was like, wait, he's not legal yet.
Oh, no.
But I was like, he will be next month.
Well, it happens. It happens to the best of us.
And she's like, what's with me with all the Mungnaes? And I was like, I have no idea,
She had
actually.
No idea, too, huh? Oh,
she
but,
didn't know.
Oh, so Early is getting into N-Hyphen,
right,
though,
huh? Right, yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sending her Nikki stuff.
I like their music. They have good music.
They do.
I mean, HYBE. To be honest, HYBE is doing such a good job. Like, all their artists have amazing music.
They do. So IN and Hyesung. Did the dance challenge
that was a
together
random,
too.
That was a random one, to be honest.
It was.
Me.
And then because, like, IN honestly doesn't do dance challenges. So it was, like, IN, Han, and Bang Chan, they have never done dance challenges before. Han still hasn't. Bang Chan did one with Crush.
Oh, that's right.
The, like, easy version of Rock. But he did it. Like, that's the first one and probably, like, the only one that he'll do.
Dude, IN even... did the dance challenge with Unche. Yeah, from Lucera.
So he's actually doing them this time, thank God.
He's probably forced. He Everyone else it. Is like, oh, you do it. Because he's the mangne. Like, oh, why don't you do it?
But yeah, because he was talking about it too. He's like, I've never done these before, and I was nervous.
You could, I could kind of tell.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I could tell that.
You could tell on his face. Like, he doesn't want to mess it up.
He's like, doesn't want to mess it up, but he's smiling too. He's like, I don't know what kind of face to make. Like, should I be serious or like.
He was like really concentrated. And then at the end, he's all like smiley faced.
Even like he just seemed nervous. Like, even with like Unche, it was kind of awkward.
He said he was nervous. Yeah, he's been feeling nervous doing these.
And then Mangne, like, they're both the Mangnes from the group. The thing is, Unche has been hosting for so long now. And, like, doing so, like, hot, like, I'll say hundreds
so many dance of dance challenges.
Plus, she's, in their group, she's, like, the dance machine, too.
Right.
Like, even even before she was a host, she, like, she knew a lot of dances. I mean, from that one show, right? The one with Game Caterers.
Yes.
Remember for Hybe? That opened it up.
They didn't have it this year.
I wish they did. Oh, it's such a waste. It was such a good series.
I think they had one, but it was only for 17.
Do you want to bring up, since we were talking, I mean, I know you still have a little bit more in Hybe and stuff, but just for a second, Tablo, we will talk about him again. I'm just going to bring it up very soon when Haley talks about Stray Kids. Hint, hint.
Huh? Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, you forgot. I thought you forgot. Fuck. Oh my gosh. Well, I thought you were like trying to be. I thought you were playing the part of pretending, but you actually did forget.
I was trying to think again. I was like, wait.
Okay, yes. You can talk about Jake.
No, wait. So Ayan and Hee-sung.
Oh, sorry. So they're both still there.
They're both born in 2001, which is kind of surprising to me because I thought Hee-sung was way older than Ayan.
But he's the oldest.
He is. Oh, and Hybe are really young. We forget how young they are or how young
Hee-sung
they started.
Hee-sung is the oldest. Oh, my God. He's Ayan. So it's like a Jungkook Bangchan situation.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
isn't that
my
weird?
God.
Because like when... I forgot that Hee-sung was the same age as Ayan, and then
Holy
I looked up their birth date. So Hee-sung is October 2001, and Ayan is February. So he's like a little bit older than him.
Still same
but
year though, right?
The way 01? That Hee-sung like treats Ayan, it feels like Ayan is the baby.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And then even like Ayan had said, like, I think on one of his like bubble or something, he said like, I like being cuddled by Hee-sung because he's taller. I don't know. It's just really random.
Interesting.
Because Ayan doesn't like getting hugged a lot. Like, he doesn't like skinship. But then, like, for Hee-sung, he allowed it, I guess. So, I guess they're, like, close now.
They're best friends.
I guess so. And then, so, like, you have Hyunjin and Nikki, Ayan and Hee-sung, like, promoting their actual songs for their...
From their respective album comebacks, right?
And then you have the two Aussies.
Oh, boy.
Jake and Felix.
Oh, boy.
And they did not do the dance challenges.
No.
For each other's
They
group.
Did a different challenge.
They did the fucking One Marshmallow Check It Out challenge. It was very entertaining, though, because they put, like, some voice filter over, and they were trying to work out how to do the challenge. But then basically, like, you have to say, one marshmallow, check it out, woo, woo.
Okay.
And then you have to
it's too
go
much
back
to
and forth. I know. But I'll post it
but
on our Instagram.
You could tell they did not practice
they
or
didn't.
Did not know it at all.
They didn't know what they were doing.
It was pretty,
it
pretty
was
funny.
It was cute to watch. But yeah, that's it for them. For Enhypen.
Let's see. I do have a little bit of Aespa, a little sprinkle in here. Karina... She actually just had, like, I forgot what interview it was, but it was cool because she was, like, in this library, but it was, I don't know the name of the show or the interview, so off the top of my head, I'm just trying to remember from memory alone, but, like, she was talking about anime and manga, like,
and she
was, like, talking about, like, that was, like, the show, and they were talking about, like, the manga that she liked, and I think it was Shin-chan.
I thought I saw, like, on the screen cap, it was Haikyuu.
I saw Haikyuu there, too. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing, so I have to see it. But the small clips I saw of... the screen cap has Haikyuu.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping and assuming Haikyuu was one of them. But then... Yeah. Or, like, they brought it up. Mm-hmm. But I remember her saying her favorite one was... I think it was Shin-chan. She likes that kind of
gag anime.
Yeah, so she has a very interesting, quirky personality. Mm-hmm. Like... You know how, like, some people, they say that there's always a flaw for someone that looks so good, like the hot people, right?
How is that a flaw?
That's the thing. I was going to say, like, you know, sometimes I think, like, the weird, quirky ones are, like, kind of weird. But, like, to me, you should, Haley already knows this. Right. A lot of our friends know this. That's like, that's what I like.
Personality.
That's like, that's what I'm into. Like, I like the weirdos, like the very interestingly unique people.
I'm not weird or unique though.
Oh, you that's your own perspective.
Okay.
But especially in terms of like, you know, the all the idols I like bias, they are like really funny in their own way because they're like so weird or strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, because Karina is weird and strange, she is going to be part of this new Netflix variety show. Mm-hmm. I think it fits her perfectly. There's going to be other there's like I think like 8 or 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Agents of Mystery. And even Heiri from Girls Day will also be in it. So the show is about tracking and solving mysteries, strange events, you know, like those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know there's a lot of that shit, like, on Discovery Channel here.
Right.
You know, like, the weird, like, you know, creepy, like, or, like, creepypasta or, like, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe, probably, like, UFOs, Bigfoot, or, like, some weird phenomenal cases, but it's perfect for Karina.
That's so random.
It's I feel like she's interested and likes that kind of stuff. So it's like, we'll see on Netflix soon enough whenever that comes out. But yeah, that's not to mention they've been doing a lot of dance challenges too for drama mama.
Mm-hmm.
You see them everywhere.
Yeah,
they've been promoting
a
lot.
Every time I open my Instagram, it's them.
It's literally my algorithm is just a bunch of Winter and Karinas at the moment. Well, tis the season, right? Winter, exactly. We do have Blackpink. So for Blackpink, a lot of stuff has been going on, actually. They were actually at Buckingham Palace. Like, I remember when I saw the clip at first, I didn't even know like, about what was going on. I was like, what the hell? And then, like, Prince Charles is, like, talking and, like, bringing up Blackpink. So I guess they were there for this, like, Korean state banquet, and they were advocates for environmental sustainability, which they have been before. Like, I think we've talked about that before.
I think so.
But they're recognized and they were there. They looked all amazing. Like, you know, they look super like gorgeous and like they're like super elegant, like elegance, right? From
Spy Family.
I think they just look great. So it's kind of cool. Like, it's again what we always talked about. They're like busy doing other stuff. Besides, like, when they're not touring or making music, they're always doing something else.
Yeah. Like, random side quests.
Random-ass side quests. And if anything, this could be even, like, a main quest, right?
Yeah.
A story quest, because this is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they were there at Buckingham Palace for that banquet. That's pretty wild. It's crazy because there's so many different fan cams. So, it's like a proper banquet. So, it's like, are all these people on the sides, like,
they're,
like, lifting up their phones or, like, hiding it and, like, recording fan cams? Also, Blackpink will have a collaboration with a very famous Japanese artist, Takashi Murakami. You know this person?
Yes, the one that does the flowers.
Yeah, the happy flower art, like the smiley flowers with like different colored, multicolored petals around it.
I feel like J-Hope uses that
one. Oh, J-Hope uses it a lot. Yeah. So a lot of K-pop idols, you'll see them wearing this. But yeah, Blackpink will be doing a collaboration. I cannot wait.
That's cool.
There's no actual dates that I saw, but when it happens, I feel like I'll actually cop this. Because I didn't even get like Jennie's anime, like the Sailor Moon shirt.
Because
it was weird, right?
The design was not good. Like, it was like a box. I'm like, what the fuck?
If it was
it better.
I wish it wasn't boxed in the shirt.
It should have just been like the animation.
Just take the borders out and just make a giant version of it plastered it on the shirt.
Whoever like designed it was, I mean,
not the actual
shirt.
Artist, but the like, it's so dumb.
Because like obviously
like Haley, whoever designed this Sailor Moon,
Moon did. Sailor Moon.
Who does she think she?
Her artwork was amazing, but then the way that they put it on the shirt, I'm just like,
it's so bad.
It looks very childish.
It looks super cheap.
Yeah,
like it ruined it for real. Yeah. It could have been way better. It could have been like those cool, like you know, those really popular K-pop like shirts right now at the moment, where it's like you just throw like a big like print of the artists all over the shirt.
But the thing is, like, they didn't even have like a poster or anything or a vine, did they?
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah, but I was like, I have no more room for posters.
Oh yeah,
and
posters
shit.
Or whatever. Do they have a vinyl? No, right?
No. I wish if they did, I would have. Oh, is that one of our birds?
Yes.
You want to check? Okay, I will talk to the people because I still have some more Blackpink stuff to talk about. So we have four pet cockatiels. If you did not know. And they are screaming right now. And Haley ran to shut them up or and also see if they're okay. So with Blackpink, we finally have a little bit of an update for their contract renewals with YG. We've been waiting for this. And this is not, I don't know if it's 100% for sure. A lot of different news and media outlets have been leaking this info. But apparently Blackpink, all of the members have agreed to a non-exclusive contract renewing as Blackpink under YG. So they'll remain in Blackpink and they'll be doing group activities as Blackpink for YG. But since it's non-exclusive, it gives them the freedom to, you know, do their own solo stuff. So like the contracts will be non-exclusive, which means they will be free to sign with different agencies for solo stuff, you know, continue, like, which is what Jisoo and Jennie already have. Mm-hmm. So they're like doing, you know, like their own promotions or like, you know, their own brand ambassadorships under their own individual promotions outside of YG.
So they will still be together.
Apparently, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We need the official news to drop from YG themselves first before we trust anybody.
Right.
Because that has happened plenty of times. But that's what I've heard so far. And also, if you play Kart Rider Drift, I think it's an app or there might be on Steam or like a piece, like you could play it on your PC.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it before. But Blackpink will be actually playable characters for Kart Rider. And the avatars are really cute. It's like actual cute mini versions of the members.
Mm.
So if you play Kart Riders, there you go. If you're a Blink and you play Kart Riders, your prayers have been answered. And I think this is finally the midway point. Mm-hmm. So Haley, where can everyone check us out and what do they do and everything?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
And don't forget to enter our Christmas giveaway. You can enter and hopefully get a very cool prize. Do you know the prize, Haley?
You'll be getting a digipack of your ultimate group.
Ooh.
And also a lucky draws or POB photo card of your ultimate bias.
Ooh, very nice. And I think that's it for that. Haley.
Should we tell them how to...
Well, if you
just listen to the beginning part.
The beginning spiel, yes. You'll know how.
Okay.
If you rewind all the way back. If you need to know how to enter.
The very beginning, yes.
Because it is time for Haley to talk about BTS.
A lot of Jungkook.
I mean, yes. At this point, always. You know what was crazy? Like, I didn't see it myself, but I saw a post about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jungkook is apparently going to start his own brand, quote unquote, called JK.
Yeah, I think it was advertised or like previewed at that concert that he did in Korea recently. It was like one of the, you know, when they play videos during the concerts.
Oh, one of those
PRs or whatever.
One of those ads, I guess. Like that's interesting because I saw it was announced on Weverse, but I didn't even know about that whole concert thing in Korea. So, I mean, it sounds legit. It sounds like it might happen. Mm-hmm. You're sniffling. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm okay.
I'm sure the people might hear you sniffling.
I'm okay.
She's not crying.
No.
She's not crying because she's so emotional about this Jungkook brand that's coming out.
I just have allergies.
Let's see. Do you want to continue for the BTS news?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with the news that we were all kind of waiting for. The last four members of BTS will be enlisting.
All together.
Or around the same time. Next
ish,
month.
For the most part. I mean, I would consider it all together.
Yeah, pretty much. Because they'll be in the same month of December. Namjoon and the Mungnaes will all be enlisting.
So Namjoon got to take care of them.
So basically, I feel like Namjoon waited for Jungkook to be done. So he could 100%. Collect all three Mungnaes and make sure that they're... I'll stay out of trouble.
100%. Not that they'll probably get into trouble in the military. It'd be different if they were just like, you know what? It's not that way. Mm. I just thought of it reverse perspective.
What?
Make sure they didn't get into any trouble before they went into the, like, if Namjoon was gone. Like, all the older ones were gone, right?
That's true. Because, my friend, Teresa, she brought up, because you don't want what happened to Seungri.
Yeah, no, especially...
Because they left him behind.
That's why. Yeah. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, they probably had RM watch out for all the rest of the Mangnaes to finish all their promotional solos, and then we'll be taking after that is then they're like, oh, okay, everything's good.
Right.
Don't you think?
I mean, it's possible.
That makes the most sense.
Not saying that like those Mangnaes would be anything like Seungri, but then just don't take any chances, basically.
At this point,
yeah.
With like how successful and like how influential they are, you don't want something bad like
don't
that.
Don't leave them behind.
Yeah,
basically.
So I mean, it's a good call on RM and management. I'm sure like they put them up.
I'm sure they
together.
Did. So Jin comes back in 7 months. Can you believe
I
that?
Cannot. No, I can't. This man will be here by summertime.
It's a summer blessing. So he'll be like here around June, July 2024. His enlistment will be done. I cannot believe that. 18 months is almost done.
I feel like we just talked about him leaving. We just listened to Astronaut.
I'm crying.
I can't believe it. You know who's pretty much as excited as we are? Hane from New Jeans.
That's right. So she can do dance challenges with
him. I can't wait. I hope that the day will come when the biggest Jin simp I know from a K-pop idol perspective gets to see and dance with Jin.
Right.
Or like even meet. I just want to see their interaction.
Meet each other.
After like the stuff we posted and talked about how she's like the biggest Jin bias.
Her room was decorated and had posters of Jin everywhere.
The show that she was on when she was a kid, they just showed lips of a random person, and she
knew
it was Jin's lips, and she's like, I know those lips anywhere, like quote unquote, and she's like, that's Jin.
She's very excited.
It's Seokjin. So I cannot wait, and they're all under the same company now.
And it's like, so I wonder when Jin comes back, do you think he's going to put out his own solo album? Because he
like
only did
like another continuation
song.
Or something?
Yeah, because he only did that one with Coldplay. And that was it. Like, but then all the other members have done their own like actual solo albums. So I'm wondering if he will do that and do promotions. Because like he will literally only be the one back and everyone's still like in the military.
I feel like he has the responsibility to do it. Like, it's like, I think... If he doesn't do anything when he arrives, like it might be okay because people are like, oh, let him rest or like he just got back. But at the same time, I think there's an expectation.
I think he will do stuff because you know what? With these the four leaving and then Jin not coming back till June 2024, there's 6 months of no BTS.
That's why.
Like,
so
no
I think there's an expectation of at least something to drop when he returns.
Yeah.
It sucks because it's like right when he returns.
I mean, look
it's
at
like,
Taemin.
Yeah, I mean.
They put him to fuck. They did it a concert right when he came back from the military.
We will go to this Jin concert if this happens.
In Korea? What the fuck?
No, but I think there's probably going to be something. I don't know how or what, but
he'll
something.
He'll put out content for sure. Even if he does like
another
game streaming.
Like another stupid, not stupid, but Super Tuna.
That or like he's streaming, like
he's gonna become a Twitch celebrity. Yeah. I hope so. I can see him do that in the future.
Maple story.
He's just millions of people will just watch him.
Right.
I mean, that was awesome when we watched him rage.
Yeah, that rage game.
That was one
amazing.
Of the best things.
3 hours of him just raging.
That's what it feels like. That he gave us the first real taste of. Actually, no, Sakura has from the Seraphim has done streaming and stuff too for games. But I mean, seeing like Jin do that, because obviously Jin's like a different level of like celebrity,
right?
Globally known. I think everyone had such a great time, especially if you're not familiar with like all these rage games and all these like these type of games, right? So it's like even more entertaining because he's just angry and sad. It's
you
just
didn't want to have your volume up. If you were like living with someone, because he was moaning the whole fucking time.
It was weird because you would think he'd be screaming like
no,
angrily. No, it's like sexual moans.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Your mom was probably wondering what you were doing in your bedroom if you were watching Jin live with with the volume on.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm excited. And you know, that would make sense too. But I think, I think after giving it some thought, he has to probably promote and do something.
He has to. So BTS will actually regroup as OT7 if the rest of them are leaving next month, will be around June, July 2025. So that's when they'll all be back.
Wow.
Like as promised, you know, they said they'll be back in 2025. So.
Yes, they did. keeping
that
the promise.
They had to fucking leave already then.
It's good. That gives a lot of army a couple years to save up for barricading, oh, basically.
God. That's true. So Jungkook had his concert in Korea that was streamed live on Weverse. It's called Golden Live on Stage. And I just got a notification earlier that it will be replayed again on Weverse on November 25th.
Ooh,
if you missed
okay.
it.
If you missed it.
If you missed it too, there's still videos and stuff of it on YouTube uploaded, which is where I watched it. So
there's
like
tons.
You can just check that out. Because I think when they release it on Weverse, it's at like ungodly hours for us. So,
oh, it's always the fucking worst time for here in the West Coast.
Yeah. He performed all his new songs from his album. His live vocals are freaking crazy. Like, I was just listening to it earlier. I was like, damn. And he performed Magic Shop.
That was surprising. I didn't know you were watching the Jungkook concert thing until you told me. Because I was like, oh, I thought you were just casually listening to Magic Shop.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, shit.
It sounded so good. One of the biggest surprises of the concert was that Jungkook released a new GCF, which is Golden Closet Film in Budapest. GCF, if you guys don't know what it is, because I honestly didn't know what it was.
I thought you said JFC, which is a different acronym for something else.
GCF denotes a set of candid travel videos recorded and produced by the singer himself. The BTS member Jungkook released his last GCF back in 2019. So it's been a while. So this is a surprise for everyone. In this preview, there was a clip. I'm sure you guys have all seen it going around and infiltrating your feed of Jungkook naked. Well, half naked.
Very topless.
Very topless. And taking you to shower with him.
I've been loving all the memes.
And working
this guy,
out.
This man just keeps giving us and showering
not
us
on
with
purpose.
With memes. Literally showering this time, though.
Yeah, he showered topless, obviously. And then
no, he showered before, fully clothed.
I mean, they did before. Remember when they're going to the pool, they have to wear shirts? I'm like, damn, those days are over. There are no BT.
Oh, no F's given.
No BT21 stickers covering or censoring them anymore.
Free the nipples.
Yes, free the nipples.
They're free as hell. The tats and everything are free.
Thank God. Namjoon actually attended Jungkook's concert. He asked, Jungkook was asking, where is that person I love and cherish so much? And then, like, the camera was, like, looking for Namjoon in the audience.
Yeah, they're like, he was searching for him. It's like they didn't know exactly where he was. Like, where the fuck is this guy?
It's crazy because I feel like the people in front of where Namjoon was sitting didn't even know that he was there,
too. Didn't realize it. No, they don't, you don't know. And then Namjoon also flexed that he made the Golden Mangne.
Yes, that was his name for Jungkook.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool, though.
And then BTS also announced that a documentary series that will release on Disney Plus, it's called Monuments Beyond the Star. It will be released on December 20th, and it is an 8-part series.
An 8-part?
Yes.
8-part series.
That will span the band's 10-year career.
The 8-part series will span the rest of the 6 months till Jin comes
no,
back.
No, it's not. Because it's releasing, I think, every Wednesday. So
every Wednesday once a month.
I think it's
I'm just kidding.
Two episodes every Wednesday. So
you got to milk it somehow,
I know,
Hybe. Come
not,
on.
Though. So yeah, there we go. Releases on December 20th.
So I'm trying to help you, Hybe.
So moving on, we're at Stray Kids now.
Oh, Stray Kids. So casual about it. You're like, oh, just Stray Kids now.
Yes. Stray Kids, they released their music video for Megaverse.
Megaverse.
Because they are done with promotions for Rock. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
So there was a very big surprise at the end of Megaverse.
Yeah, if you watched it, 100% you noticed this.
Yes. Tableau was at the end of the music video.
Epic High is just getting out there.
They're
in every way. Tablo,
I feel like we mentioned this too.
Tablo is just collecting every big group.
They
like
are.
Every
I mean,
art,
yeah,
like
they
idol
are.
From each group. He started with RM.
Namjoon.
He got Hoshi from 17.
And now he's got Stray Kids.
I wonder who he's working with.
I don't know. It might be the whole group.
We'll see. That'd be even cooler.
So, like, at the end, yeah, he appears, and then he has, like, a crossword puzzle, and then there's the word Stray Kids, and then he put his name. So, it's, like, basically Stray Kids with Tablo. We don't know what is gonna happen, or, like, what's releasing, or when it's releasing. People were saying that it would be 11/23.
Which is really
soon.
Tomorrow, or the day that this podcast comes out.
So I'm not too sure.
But then the reason why people were saying 11/23, didn't you say there was something caught in the music video?
Yeah, like there was a bomb, and then it had like the time that said 11/23. So people are just assuming this might be the release date.
We might. We'll see.
Stray Kids likes to drop stuff and not tell us. Like, honestly, they just drop it.
But
like,
it's cool
out
that
of nowhere.
It's going to be, the next drop will be with Tablo, the man himself.
So that's exciting.
That means we could bring his light stick to Stray Kids concerts,
technically,
right? To BTS concerts, to 17 concerts.
It's all relevant. So they actually had their very first win on Music Core. I didn't even know that they hadn't won on Music Core yet.
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Because I feel like Music Core is like one of the hardest ones to win. And then they were up against Jungkook.
Oh, and that's surprising. Especially if it's Standing Next to You. I love that song. Maybe they had an edge because Standing Next to You is just all English.
Right. And then it was like, you know, his promotions for Standing Next to You are slowly like moving down the chart.
Shit, I love Standing Next to You. Yeah. Haley knows that. Me and our other friend. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man.
And then it was too bad because they never won when Lino was the MC. But then people were saying like, it's better this way because now he was with them when they won the award, basically. Stray Kids was given a cake by Music Core, and it was really cute. It was like the shape of the trophy, but it had all their skazoos on it. But then Hyunjin did a live afterwards, and then we see him with the entire cake
by himself
in the room, and he's eating it. He just took it for himself. But what was sad, because I don't know if he was like making that face, like if it didn't taste too good.
Probably
because
<didn't. laughs>
I don't think Hyunjin and Felix really like sweet stuff, and I think it was like overly sweet. So like he made that face, kind of like
the
like,
usual.
Yeah,
I think I know exactly. I didn't see it,
but
I think
but
I
know
the face.
Know
I know the
face.
Hyunjin face, right?
And then Astay had asked Hyunjin on the live how Taemin and him became friends. Because it seems like Taemin and Hyunjin are really close now. And then he said that
BFFs for life, baby.
But then they only recently met through the Hard Challenge by Shiny and S-Class.
Which is surprising enough, yeah.
Which was like, 6 months ago now? And then they exchanged contact info during that time. And ever since then, they've been in touch and they've become closer. It's my heart.
Your multi-stan heart.
Yeah. Changbin. He's been doing girl dance challenges
again. Yeah.
Amazing.
Our representative.
Yes.
Our male representative making us proud.
Right. So he did the Maniac. Not their Maniac.
But
Maniac. Vivid. How do you pronounce
that? Yeah, their Maniac. That song is pretty good,
too. Yeah, Maniac. So it's like the girl version of Maniac.
She's a maniac. Maniac.
So he did that one, and there's like some booty swinging in that one.
Yeah, I think I saw that on your post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he also did, oh my god, I lost my friggin' notes. Oh, he also did the Bad News Dance Challenge with the member Natty, and she's from Kiss of Life. She's actually Thai. I didn't know that.
Natty.
So she was actually a JYP trainee before.
That's why.
So her and Changbin knew each other, but at the time, she was 14 years old, and Changbin, I think, is like 3 years older than her, 4 years. So he was like looking after her as like a baby sister, basically, because she posted this on her Bubble.
Pretty cool too.
Because like people were asking about that, and she's like, "Yeah, like he looked after me when I was 14." So, and this is like the only time that she's seen him like previously before that.
Yeah,
so it's been a long time. And she said like it felt awkward at first, but then it just like when they talked, there's like old times basically. And then it was funny because she said that Changbin told her that she needs to take off those heels or he's not doing the challenge with her.
No way. Because like Natty, she put it on blast.
Yeah, because Natty said that, because I looked up her height. She's 5'5". So if she's wearing heels, she's like going to be 5'7". Way taller than Changbin. Changbin is 5'6". So he basically told her, I'm not doing the challenge unless you remove those heels.
I could see
heels.
Him say that. He's like, hey, take those heels off. I could hear him like raising his voice. Right. Like, I'm not going to do this.
Exactly.
On Korean, obviously.
Yeah. And then on Music Bank, speaking of height, on Music Bank, ZB1 and Stray Kids were interviewed next to each other.
Oh, boy.
And oh, my God. ZB1 is like TXT. They're fucking giants.
It's Stray Kids is just, they're just short kings,
they're
to be
really,
honest.
They're really tiny. So, like, I think the one member that Bang Chan was next to, I think he's like 6'3" or something. I don't know.
It didn't look good.
Bang Chan just looked so tiny. And
it was
cute.
Like a little too comical in a way, but right. It was, yeah, I guess cute is a better word than comical, I guess.
Stray Kids also dropped the behind recordings of La 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 and Leave. You all know that I like watching those because you get to see the process of
so,
them recording.
It's so cool to watch, yeah.
You get to see producer Changbin, Han, and Bang Chan in action, basically. And then something sad. I don't know why I left this to the very last. But
oh, great.
On this sad note, on Stray Kids Talker, you guys all know this is like a show that Stray Kids puts out, and it's basically like they're behind of when they're doing concerts, music shows, fan meets, and all that kind of stuff. So like on the new Stray Kids Talker, the last two episodes, there's something sad that happened with Changbin, which I'm really upset about.
Oh no.
So like during these music shows, like you know that they always pre-record them, and they have stays in the audience that are able to attend these shows. So, like, in between, like, these recordings and stuff, like, Stray Kids goes back, monitors their recordings, and then comes back to the front, like, waves at the audience, like, says hi, or in, like, when they're leaving and stuff, they always say bye, too. So, like, Changbin had come out and peeked, and he was, like, he basically said, like, hello, like, he was, like, you know, waving to the audience. Nothing.
Crickets.
Silence. Dead. Like, no sound at all. Right after Changbin did that, IN came up. The crowd was fucking yelling, screaming, like, Ayan, Jongin, like, yes, and then you just see Changbin standing there, like, I could tell he was sad, like, because,
it was
like,
pretty,
what
it was pretty
the
messed up.
Fuck?
Oh, man, it's pretty messed
so
up.
So that made me mad already, and then they dropped another Stray Kids Talker for a different music show that they did, and the same thing happened, but it was with Felix this time. But then Felix, I feel like he kind of can sense it. I feel like Felix is very, like, emotionally, like an empath. Like, he can feel.
He knows. Yeah. He's
so
very,
like,
aware.
He had Changbin with him. He pushed Changbin forward, like, after Felix had got all the cheers and everything. And then, like, he was using his hand motion to, like, you know, rile up the crowd to, like, cheer for Changbin. Nothing.
That was so...
They gave him nothing. I'm like, what the actual fuck? I
Dude,
know
that was
K-Stays
wild.
Do not like Changbin. I'm not saying all of them, but the majority just do not like Changbin or Bang Chan.
It's like the K-Stays and then like C-Stays, right?
Yeah.
It's just like seeing these is so like heart.
It's
like,
heartbreaking
wrecking.
Because like, what the heck? Can you just freaking say hi to him? Like
he's part of the same group. Like, I don't understand.
It's so messed up.
It blows
like,
my mind.
That's why Changbin really loves coming and performing like overseas, because he's loved so much in the U.S.
Oh,
like, holy shit.
Obviously.
But yeah, it was just really disappointing to see, like, come on, just wave at them. Like, are you really going to ignore someone that's waving right in front of you?
Yeah, that's what blows my mind.
And
he was waving.
And for Felix to even, like, tell you to, like, cheer and you're not going to give him anything, that's so messed up.
It's like, they don't deserve Changbin, obviously.
They don't deserve
it. It blew my mind seeing that.
Changbin is, like, one of the nicest members, too.
It's just, like, if you, like, what kind of a fandom are you, like, to
But then, of course, like, these videos have been blowing up on TikTok and Instagram, and all the comments are like, what the fuck is wrong with them?
Of
like,
course.
We love Chungbin here. Like, he should come here. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like that,
so he gets a lot of love, obviously. Yeah. But then, like, at just like, it's just wild to see that kind of stuff still, like, going on.
I know. I'm like, it's, what the hell?
It's really sad.
After seeing that one with Felix, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm so mad right
now.
It
makes me think of, you know, we just recently talked about like the fan meet events that happened for like Kepler.
Yeah.
For Bai. And then like also with Lily. It blows my mind. It's like.
And then that one person.
How messed up and sad it really is.
Was it with Bai? Was it Lily? That one fan.
Yeah, the one fan with a bunch of stuff.
And he just gave her everything. He had a whole bag and
he
gave
everyone's
hearts.
That dude, like.
Oh my god.
Did everything everyone wanted to do for
her. Because, like, people thought, like, he had this whole bag and he thought, like, he was giving
it
to each member.
Nope,
he gave it all to
Lily. He was like Santa Claus for her.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. But then, at least, like, with these fan meets for Stray Kids, Changbin gets stuff.
That's
true. So he does have, like, fans, but I think those fans are international. I think they are because, like, a lot of fans travel from, like, the U.S. out of state and go to those
fan meets.
That's
true. You're right.
So
I really think we know people, too, that do that.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And I've seen that on, like, Twitter and stuff. They're not from Korea, and they fly to Korea for those fan meets because they win them. And I really think those are the international states that are giving each member something to make sure that they don't
get
left out.
It sucks that that's what has to happen.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. It's like, I feel like...
I mean, if I'm wrong...
Can we all just do better? And I'm looking at you, like, obviously, like,
the
people who were at that event.
I know that there are probably K-stays that do like Changbin, but I feel like the majority of them don't.
But at the same time, even if you don't, it's like, we have our own favorite
groups. Say hi to them.
And our own biases from, like...
Yeah.
Our old groups and everything. But it's like, what?
You're gonna ignore them?
You're not gonna ignore, like, the members that you... you know, don't like as much as their biases. Like, it's like, it's so messed up.
It's just like those same people that
I don't understand the mentality.
Didn't want to go to that Global Citizens when they found out that it was only going to be 3 racha.
It's so
I guess it's not just K-stays. I think it's international too.
It just sucks.
I guess
on that note, happy Thanksgiving.
Changbin should come here. He'll get all the love from us.
You can have all the food. He can sit next to me. We'll be eating so well.
Yeah.
If he came over to Thanksgiving with us at my parents' house.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it sucks that happens. But that's just, you know, I feel like all our listeners are really good people for the most part. And our fellow multi-stans and super respectful and, you know, fun and friendly. So I know it's not you guys. It's the other people that obviously
don't listen
to this.
I'm just talking about the people that were in Korea that were doing this.
Because I know if all of us, including our listeners, like if all of us all hung out, we went to a fan meet, like it would be so like the love and like every like all the gifts.
Yeah,
to any group, even like groups we probably don't listen to, and I only know a couple members. It's not we would be cheering for everyone.
Right. I mean,
and
we do.
We
at
see
K-Con.
It at KCON. Everyone does super well. You know, like there's so many like newer groups and like, you know, a lot of people don't know about.
Right.
Everyone's just cheering though.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good time. So it's really nice to see that, you know, it exists.
Right,
but at the same time, it sucks to also see it exists. The other end of this.
The opposite, yeah.
So, but I mean, if you want to give us a like, rating, subscribe, check us out on all. We're pretty much available on all platforms. If you want to join in on our Christmas giveaway, all the information was at the beginning.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to repeat all that.
Right.
And even if it's like scattered right now, it'll get better. Or just listen to Haley. Just look for Haley's segment where she's explaining everything. From us here in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving this Thursday when this comes out. Mm-hmm. So happy Thanksgiving from here in the U.S. I know like Australia doesn't have have Thanksgiving,
no,
right, Haley?
Mm-mm.
A lot of other countries because I think it's obviously like
an American
thing.
Holiday, yeah.
But it's about giving thanks and about also the early settlers-ish. And that's a little hazy.
Yeah, I feel like people just celebrate it now to like give thanks to like what they're thankful for.
Yes,
but then
that's what we should.
Back then it was different.
Because you don't want to talk about what...
Pilgrimage.
The real early settlers did to
the
Native Americans here. So yeah, let's just about thanks. And thanks to everyone for tuning in as always. I guess December is already going to be here. We'll have 2 weeks for the giveaway. So start sending in your entries. And again, that's on our Instagram. Mm-hmm.
At Permission to Stand Podcast.
So send us a DM there with all the info. And I guess happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Have a safe long weekend if you're here in America too, because we got 4 days off. Hell yeah. And till the next episode. Take care and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.